Happy to be joined by Congressman Mike Thompson, who is holding a town hall on gun violence prevention tomorrow in Sonoma. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I am happy to hear from you, and there's so much to talk about. I don't know, Mike, if I were you and I had seen the uproar and the voices just straining to get action done on gun violence prevention and gun control, I would be waving my arms around saying, wait, I've got these bills. They've been sitting on my desk waiting for action. I'm ready to go.
Well, it's actually more than that, Pat. I think most people know that, you know, I have these bills. I've been working them for a long time, and I continue to work them, and haven't stopped. As a matter of fact, I've been doing this since the tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary School.
Yeah.
As you know, that's when I was made the chairman of the Task Force on Gun Violence Prevention. And we've had a number of pieces of legislation that will, in fact, help. And it's not a congressional problem, as some might suggest. And I hate to be partisan, but you know, this is a Republican problem. It's the Republican Party who refuses to take up any of these bills for a hearing. They refuse to take up any of these bills for a vote. And we're at the point now where I think the American people are finally fed up with it. They know there's things that we can do. They want them done, and the help we're getting from these kids from Florida has just been remarkable, and it's seemed to put a lot of wind in the sails. And hopefully my Republican colleagues, and remember, they control the House.
Yes.
They set the agenda. They say what gets voted on. They say what gets a hearing. Hopefully they'll understand that it's time.
Were you heartened at all, Congressman, with the president's meeting, including Dianne Feinstein and many others this past week?
Well, I was cautiously optimistic, as you know. We've heard promises before out of the White House. I don't want to suggest that these weren't real promises, but I want to see real action. And I'm not heartened by the fact that we've already seen some folks walking this back. I don't think that helps us at all.
No.
But I'm going to take him at his word. And I'm going to continue to work on it. I want him to join our effort to reduce gun violence, and hopefully he'll be there.
And we, you know, I think we all are very inspired by the young voices of dissent and of We've Had Enough over the course of the last 2.5 weeks. And I'm wondering what you think, Congressman, about some of these companies being hit in the pocketbook by boycotts, et cetera, because of their connections to the NRA. Might that have an impact too?
I think it will, and I think that's important that you note that. It's also important to note that some of the real leaders in the industry, such as Dick's Sporting Goods, that came out with their announcement. You know, that was very courageous for them to do, and I'm sure that they've heard from folks. I know I've seen it on my Facebook where people are grousing that you know, they shouldn't have done that. The fact of the matter is, they should have done it a long time ago. Everybody should. And I'm particularly annoyed by the folks who claim to be gun rights advocates, people who want their gun for hunting purposes, etc. And they better wake up, because the world is changing around them. And if they don't wake up, they're going to find a whole new generation of voters who don't have the same idea as to what gun rights should look like. And they're going to be coming around. They're going to be voting real soon. We know that in Florida, the numbers are pretty startling down there. The last I saw, there was, I think, 300,000 17-year-olds who will be eligible to vote this year.
That's got to make an impact.
And these guys better wake up, or we will not have the gun laws that have allowed them to have access to the firearms that they want It's going to be a whole different world.
You know, the reaction that I've had from people who are real gun advocates and who are steadfast in their support of their own rights as far as the Second Amendment goes is every time I've pointed out to them that what is leading the charge on both sides of this is fear. I mean, for the majority or for at least for many citizens in this country, it is fear, of course, about what has already happened in our schools and not wanting that to continue. And for the NRA, it's fear also. It's, you know, fear that this is a slippery slope and that their gun rights are...
I don't buy that at all.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
I think at its bottom, at the bottom line, they are afraid. Not necessarily, but they are afraid.
I'll tell you what they're afraid of. They're afraid that they're going to lose membership to some of these even more right-wing groups who will say the NRA is buckling to the anti-gun people. Therefore, we need to be even more anti any common sense laws. I don't think that I'm not ready to give them the benefit of the doubt on this one. I think it's high time, long time overdue, that they step up and support reasonable gun safety measures that will help keep Americans safe, help keep school children safe, and it's real easy to do, and they need to step up and do it.
Do you think that's conceivable at this point, Mike?
I do. As I say, you know, what we heard come out of the White House was very heartening. Whether or not it's going to hold is always the $64 million question, and it's no different here. You've already seen a big outlash from different Republicans in the House that are upset that the president made the concessions that he said he was willing to make. But these guys, as I say, they're behind the curve. They better get ahead of the curve, and I think it needs to be responsible gun owners that lead this charge, and responsible gun owners need to say, "Hey, we need to support reasonable, sensible gun safety measures, or we're going to be out in the cold."
Do you think there's dissension between the president and the vice president on this part of the issue, Congressman?
Don't know. He was pretty silent yesterday.
Yeah, he seemed very quiet about that. Yeah. But let's talk about what you're doing tomorrow in Sonoma, the town hall meeting. Tell us what you're going to be talking about.
Well, I just thought it was very, very important that I made myself available to people in our district in general, but specifically to students and to teachers and school administrators in light of these school shootings. And this last one that was just so horrific in Florida. And I want folks to know that I'm working on this. I want to talk to them. I want to hear their ideas. We've heard some comments from the president as to what he thought we should do in regard to school safety. It's contrary to what teachers have told me.
Yeah, me too.
Over the years. And I just want to give people an opportunity to talk and to know that I'm there and I'm working on their behalf.
And that's going to be tomorrow from 10 to 11 a.m. at Hannah Boyce Center in Sonoma, right there at the roundabout. And Congressman Thompson will be there. And no doubt, I mean, all of these events, all of these town halls or meetings, I know ones that your colleague, Congressman Huffman, have been talking to high school kids for the last couple of days. You know, they're bound to be spirited. Don't you agree?
Well, you know, I've found that the kids are very concerned. You know, I've heard from parents that kids are concerned. They tell me that they're nervous. I had one parent tell me that they were not going to send their children back to school because of this. They didn't feel safe. I heard very similar concerns after 9/11. Parents came to me and said that when an airplane flies over too low, their kids get scared.
Yeah.
And that's just not acceptable. That's not the world that we want for our kids, and we shouldn't be willing to accept that.
Well, here in Sonoma County, as you know, Congressman, there have been three separate incidents of threats against three separate high schools this week.
Correct.
Fortunately, none of them turned out to be actual threats, but certainly even, you know, the literal writing on the wall was there and got a lot of people in a panic. So hopefully that...
Well, we got another school shooting. We had another school shooting today.
Yes, in Michigan. Yes, at the university there. So, yeah, it's a great time to turn that fear and turn that disgust into action, isn't it?
It is. It reminds me a lot about the young people in our country who were against the war in Vietnam.
Yeah.
They came out. They were loud. They were vocal. And I think that's what you're seeing now. And as I said before, folks better listen. They better work with this incredible group of this younger generation and figure out how in the world can we make our communities safer from gun violence, or, as I said, they're going to be sorely disappointed with what comes down the pipe.
Well, we will see you tomorrow. I'm sure it will be well attended, the town hall meeting on gun violence prevention with Congressman Mike Thompson tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Hannah Boy Center. Congressman, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for your interview, and I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Very good. That is Congressman Mike Thompson. Been working on this issue for a very, very long time in the Congress and working to get boots on the ground in all of the districts that are in the district he represents, and the same thing for Jared Huffman.